It's time for today's Daily Devotional. This week, we're talking about the road to recovery. Today, we're going to focus on the power behind the pull. And scripture comes from Ephesians 6:12. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Well, when we think about addiction, and we talked about this yesterday, we often picture a battle of willpower, a fight between what we know is right and what we keep running back to. We tell ourselves, I'll do better next time. But then next time comes and we fall again. The shame grows heavier and the cycle tightens. And what we must realize is that addiction is not only physical or emotional, but it's also spiritual. The pull of addiction is more than just a habit or temptation. It's a battle for your soul. Now, the enemy uses addiction to trap you into guilt and fear and hopelessness. He wants you to believe that freedom is impossible and that you'll always be defined by your weaknesses. He knows that if he can keep you bound, that he will keep you from walking in your God-given purpose. Addiction often begins as a desire for relief, and maybe it's the drink that dulls your pain right now, or the pill that calms your mind, or the toxic person in your life who gives you attention, or the scrolling that numbs your loneliness. But over time, that temporary comfort becomes control. The addiction starts whispering louder than your conscience, and then it promises peace, but it only delivers those chains. And that's because the root of addiction is a spiritual warfare. The devil doesn't fight fair, and he fights strategic. He studies your weaknesses, your pains, and your patterns, and he knows exactly where to aim his arrows. Now, it's his goal isn't just to tempt you, it's to make you forget who you are in Christ. But here's the truth that breaks his power. When Jesus died on that cross and rose again, he defeated sin, death, and every spiritual force that tries to control you. The same power that raised Jesus from the grave lives inside of you, and that means that you're not fighting for victory, you're fighting from victory. You already belong to the one who has overcome. So when the pull feels too strong for you, remind yourself that you're not powerless, that you have access to divine strength through the Holy Spirit. And God doesn't just want to help you resist the addiction. He wants to transform your desires. So where the enemy tries to fill you with a craving, God fulfills you with contentment. And where the addiction offers escape, God offers peace. And where shame whispers, you'll never change, God declares, you are mine. Freedom doesn't come by fighting harder. It comes by surrendering deeper. You can't win a spiritual war with human effort. But when you invite the Holy Spirit into your struggle, those chains will start to loosen. And your strength may run out, but God's never will. So today you ask yourself these questions. What lies has the enemy been whispering to me about my addiction or my identity? And we talked about this yesterday. It's more than just alcohol and drugs. It can be any type of addiction. And do I rely more on my own willpower or do I rely on God's Spirit when temptation comes? Some questions just to consider today as we work through this week. Heavenly Father, we recognize that this battle isn't just about habits or choices. It's a spiritual war for our hearts. We confess that we've tried to fight in our own strength and fallen short. And today we invite your power into our weakness. Fill us with your Spirit and silence every lie that tells me I can't be free. And cover us in your armor and remind us that victory is already ours through Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we pray today. Amen.